all on my mind can say. I know the trials will make me strong. Troubles and trials won't last very long. This is my valley. I will not complain. I know it's good for me to suffer tears and pain. This is my trial. I will do my best to face each trial and test. This is my valley. Every man's got a valley to walk. Every man must carry his cross. And as soon as I cross this veil of tears, I'll lay down my load on Zion's hill. This is my valley. I will not complain. I know it's good for me. Get your microphone. To suffer tears and pain. This is my. I will do my best to take each trial and test. This is my valley. Every man got a valley to walk. Every man got to carry his cross. As soon as we cross this veil of tears, we'll lay down this load on Zion's holy hill. This is my valley. I will not complain. I know that it's good for me. Sometimes it seems my heart's gonna break. Seems like more than my mind can take. I know the trial can make me strong. Troubles and trials won't last very long. This is here in Middletown, in this part of the country, 1967. That's when Sister Collins almost had a nervous breakdown. She thought she had something bad wrong with her throat. No saliva, couldn't swallow, couldn't sleep. Amen. And she cried. And she asked me to forgive her because she hadn't been a very good preacher's wife. What'd she do that for? Lord, she's in a valley. God brought her out. Amen. We come back. Amen. To depression. Sometimes. Cancer. For a while. God brought salvation. Hallelujah. God brought us out of one phase of diabetic condition. Now, praise God, it is in the process of bringing us out of another one. Amen. Just one more river to cross. One more valley to transverse. Praise God. One more mountain to climb. Praise God. This is my valley. I will not complain. I know it's good for me to suffer tears and pain. This is my sometimes it seems my heart's gonna break. Yours been broken lately? Sure it has. Seems like more than my mind can take. It's those times you'd like to turn and run away, but you can't. I found out a long time ago, you can't never, never run away. You'll never be healed running away. Never. You've got to face your storm. Face your dilemma. You've got to face down the devil that's attacking you. And resist him and be an overcomer. Hallelujah. I know the clouds will make me strong, yes it will. And troubles and trials won't last very long. They all come to an end after a while. Oh, this is my valley. I will not complain. I know that it's good for me to suffer tears and pain, to return to my trial. I shall do my best to save each trial and tale. This is my life. Raise your hands and ask the Lord to bless this message tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. And he caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones,
hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. I want you to notice, it's the same valley, but this is the other end of it. Woo! I like to preach tonight. This is my valley. Hallelujah. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. Have you heard any of it lately? Praise God, you felt any of it lately? A noise and a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. That's unity, brother. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath of God. Breathe upon these slain that they may live. And so I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came unto them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, we're cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves. Oh, my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you into your own land, and ye shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it. Amen. Glory to God. This is my valley. He said, this valley is the whole house of Israel. But that revival hasn't happened yet. That outpouring hasn't happened yet. The first phase of it has happened. Amen. Word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, moreover, son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. And take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions. Amen. They were divided. Two sticks. But in the future, they will be one stick, Ezekiel said. And you know what happened when they came back and were declared a nation in 1948? They were no longer Judah and Israel as they were through much of the kings. Praise God, particularly after Solomon. Amen. When Jeroboam divided the kingdom and took 10 tribes. Amen. And David's house kept 3 tribes. Amen. That is the kingdom of Judah and the kingdom of Benjamin and the kingdom of Aaron. Amen. About 3 tribes. Amen. And they became identified and called Judah. God said, they're not going to be divided anymore. Amen. I'm going to bring them back one stick. Amen. But now, hallelujah, they need a prophet. Now, praise God, they need somebody to declare, O Israel, hear the word of the Lord. That's going to happen. Amen. And since they're back and since they're one stick, that tells us it's going to happen very soon. I'd like to talk about another valley in the meantime. Hallelujah. You see, because they rejected it, because they rejected Christ, because they rejected for the most part the outpouring of the Spirit and persecuted the church, amen, their hope was lost for 2,000 years and better. Amen. Hallelujah. But Acts 15 said, God did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. Praise God. Read for yourself. Acts 15. They've got Peter on the carpet for preaching the Cornelius household. Amen. And they're arguing back and forth about what a crime he's committed. Amen. And so after this, James, he's kind of the pastor. After this, they held their peace. And James, that's old camel knees. Praise God, he prayed so much that he got calluses on his knees. And they nicknamed him Camel Knees. Praise God. He's the brother of the Lord. Amen. This James, glory to God. And James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simon hath declared how that God did it first, visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, after this I'll return and build again the tabernacle of David which is fallen down, and build again the ruins thereof, and will set it up. I want to tell you, Israel has got a good end to that valley of dry bones, and it's a coming. But while we wait, we've got our own valley. Amen. The church of the living God. Amen. And one end is full of dry bones. Praise God. But there's another end where they're resurrected. Amen. There's another end, glory to God, where the ebb and tide of matter. You say the ebb and tide? Yes. Acts chapter 3 says, amen, repent that your sins may be blotted out. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God, brother. Shane will talk about a new song. Amen. God will give us a new song when one of them gets a little bit old. Hallelujah. I mean, he can send us a brand new anointing, a brand new commission. Amen. And either give us a new song or put new fire in the old song. And a lot of folks will say, I never heard it before. And some never did hear it like that. Praise God. You ever hear a song, Wake Up? Glory to God. Amen. Somebody said, I don't like that song. Yeah, but probably because you just haven't heard the right one sing it with the right anointing. Woo-wee! Hallelujah. Yeah, that makes a difference. Glory to God. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which was before preached unto you. Hey, people. Hallelujah. We're in it. This is one of them. This is one of those jubilees. What happens in a jubilee? Praise God, the valley's crossed. You're already at the other end of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has declared a jubilee. Everybody gets their blessing back. Everybody gets their inheritance back. Everybody gets a brand new start. I tell you, if you survived this valley of dry bones, and you will hear the word of the Lord, you are due for a jubilee. Raise your hands and praise him. Hallelujah. Get a load of this. Whom heaven must receive. I just read you 20th verse, Acts 3. Amen. He shall send Jesus Christ, which was before preached unto you, whom heaven must receive until the times of restitution. God has in mind total restoration of what this old world lost when Adam and Eve sinned. Eden is coming back to this world. Ooh, the lion's going to lose his bite. Amen. And the lion and the lamb shall feed together, praise God, and a child shall play on the hole of a cockatrice den. Amen. And that venomous beast will not bite him. Amen. Nothing shall hurt nor destroy in all of his holy mountain, praise God. But while we wait, we have heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Times of refreshing which come from where? The presence of the Lord. Have you felt it lately? Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what, we might ought to sing, "This is my valley up tempo." Amen. We might ought to slip to a higher gear. Amen. At least shift from one end of the valley to the good end in our mind and say it again. "This is my valley." Amen. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1, they asked Jesus the question, Brother Jimmy, quoted it a while ago. When they therefore came together, verse 6, they asked him, saying, "Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" Because that's what they were interested in. That's as far as they could see right then. Israel. Amen. That's all they knew. He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times and seasons which the Father put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." God, for the moment, left that valley full of bones. Amen. And glory to God, he stretched one into all the earth and got you and I in it. And this is mine. And this is yours. And it makes a difference when it's yours. Amen. Hallelujah. I never did like to window shop. Amen. Because I never did like to look at the other fellow's stuff. Amen. Hey, some people can go window shopping. Well, I can't for the life of me say how anybody would enjoy such an exercise in futility. Amen. To look at the other fellow's goods. Hey! I'd like to look for some of my own, wouldn't you? Praise God. Aren't you glad that when Israel rejected it, praise God, he just opened the doors wide open and said, "Whosoever will, let him come and drink of the waters of life freely." Amen. In the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh, all flesh, all flesh. Amen. Yes, God's going to pour out his spirit on Israel, but not till he's done with the church. This is my valley. I'd rather be in the church even if there are troubles and trials. I'd rather be in the church of the living God even if there are mountains to climb. Amen. I'd rather be in the church of God even if there are troubles. Because this is my valley. Amen. Oh yes, Israel's time will come. Their time of restitution will come. Praise God. Oh yes. Did you hear what he said in Acts chapter 15 that I read to you? Amen. Oh, he said, Simon had declared how God did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. To this degree, the words of the prophets, as it is written, after this I will return and build again the tabernacle of David. Amen. Which is fallen down. Build again the ruins thereof, and will set it up. Let the residue, that's the remnant. Amen. That of men might seek after the Lord. And all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things known unto God, are all his works from the beginning of the world. Back to Ezekiel, praise God, chapter 37, after he said, I'm going to make them one stick. Amen. And I'm going to... Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I'll be their God. And David my servant shall be king over them. Did you know that? And that's what they were talking about in Acts when he said, I'm going to rebuild the tabernacle of David. Oh, glory to God. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant. When your fathers have dwelt, they shall dwell therein, even them, their children, their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Now you can take that literal. That's going to happen to Israel. Amen. In the millennium, that's going to be a reality. But we're not there yet. Amen. And while Israel waits for David to reign, praise God, I'm casting my stakes with the Son of David, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Woo! Amen. I mean, amen. I'm putting, as Havis said, all my eggs in one basket and going for broke with Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the bridegroom of the church. Amen. And brother, when we get in today, we become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, because we were buried with him by baptism. We rise with him in the power of the resurrection. Amen. And take on a new life, if you please. Amen. We live in the power of his resurrection. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Moreover, I'll make a covenant of peace with them, and it shall be an everlasting covenant with them. I'll place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forever in my tabernacle. There it is again. I'll return and build the tabernacle of David. There both of them are. Amen. 37th chapter of Ezekiel. Amen. Praise God. That's going to be a wonderful time for them. Amen. But right now, hallelujah, he's doing the greatest work this world has ever known while we wait, praise God, for the coming of Jesus Christ in the clouds of glory. Amen. And he's going to take the church to be with him. He's going to resurrect the dead, and they're going to be with him. Woo! And we which are alive and remain are going to be changed in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. Amen. And going to be with him. And then we're going to help him. Help Israel. Amen. To rebuild the tabernacle of David. We're going to help him, amen, unlock the doors We're going to help him. Amen. Loose the seals. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're going to introduce the Redeemer. Amen. We're going to sit on those 24 thrones of regality that's around the central throne. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to sing that song of the elders and the four living creatures in Revelation 5, 9, and 10. Amen. Thou art worthy to take the book and to loose the seals thereof, for thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. Amen. Out of every nation, tribe, and kindred, and tongue. Amen. But we're not there yet either. Amen. And tonight, we got a valley to cross. And I'm going to say that we've got a choice to make about which end of that valley we live in. The one that's full of dry bones, or the one, amen, it's filled with the Spirit. The one where the warm breath of heaven breathes upon us. What was it that brought revival to that valley? What was it? It was, "Hear, O Israel, the word of the Lord." And so I prophesied, the prophet said. Praise God, and they begin to came together. And the black folks sung, amen. The bone connected to the ankle bone, and the ankle bone connected to the leg bone. Leg bone connected to the knee bone, and the knee bone connected to the thigh bone, and the thigh bone connected to the back bone, and the back bone connected to the neck bone, and the neck bone connected to the head bone, and the bones got up, and they walked around. Because they heard the word of the Lord. Amen. Word of the Lord is a unifying influence if you'll hear it. Amen. Amen. And they got together. But they're still dead. They're walking in all the light they have. Praise God. And he told Ezekiel to prophesy again. Prophesy to the wind. And then he tells us what the wind was. Amen. I want to put my spirit in them. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Yes, sir. He said, "I'll put my spirit in you and ye shall live. And place you in your own land. Ye shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord." Hallelujah. The Spirit of God made them stand up an exceeding great army. But meanwhile, this is our valley. This is our hour of glory. This is the greatest day, short of the rapture and the judgment seat of Christ, that the church will ever know in this world. Amen. What has blessed America? The church has. What has blessed the world with missionaries? Praise God, it has gone to every shore and carried the gospel to every creature. The church has. Amen. What was the first benevolent society? Built the first hospitals and founded the first schools, the first colleges and universities that lifted men from the darkness of their ignorance and shed the light of the knowledge of God. Amen. And the knowledge of God's creation throughout this globe. Amen. The church did. Hallelujah. The church did. Everywhere the church has gone, the flowers bloomed. Everywhere the church has gone, the desert blossomed like a rose. Everywhere the church flourished, the nation flourished. You know why America flourishes tonight? Because on her coasts is a group of people that know God, that pray, and America is blessed. Amen. Amen. Even Japan is blessed today in the economy of America. I want to tell you what, it'd be rough for the Japanese if they couldn't sell their goods to the United States. And if they wasn't under their protector, It'd be rough on Japan if they had to furnish their own army, their own defense. You know who's been defending them for 50 years? Close to it? The United States has. Amen. You know who's been watching over them for 40 years and better? The United States has. Amen. Even the nations that seem to be prospering in the war prosper under the wing of that great eagle, the United States of America. Amen. I want you to know it'd even be harder for Mexico than it is if it wasn't for that great eagle to the north with her wings over her. Amen. I want you to know that Canada wouldn't enjoy the blessing that she enjoys in this hemisphere, amen, if it wasn't for the fact, amen, she's just next door to that great eagle. And they're blessed till you can't hardly tell the difference when you drive from one side to the other. Amen. Of that Canadian border. You can tell the difference in Mexico, but it's getting better, and it could be worse. You can tell the difference, amen, in the Philippines, Southeast Asia, Vietnam, Laos, anywhere you want to go, you can tell the difference. Amen. You cross those borders. Because the church doesn't flourish like it does here. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, this is our valley, and it's a good one. Amen. And tonight, we have had a time of refreshing. And do you hear that? The spring's still running. The fountain's still splashing. Do you hear that? Are you thirsty tonight? Praise God. You don't have to worry about going to church on Saturday night after revival closes. Amen. And the river disappear. Hallelujah. You come to church on Saturday night and you just might not have quenched the spirit again to get to preach. As a matter of fact, some of you are just chomping at the bits. Amen. To get loose. Hallelujah. You have suppressed it so long, amen, that you've reached the point of fission. Hallelujah. You reached the point of a high pressure, chain reaction, explosion of compassion, love, and blessing, and victory, and testimonial. I'll tell you what, do. Glory to God, jump in, head, neck, and ears. Amen. Splash around in it for a while. Hallelujah. Sprinkle some on your neighborhood. Sprinkle some down your street. Sprinkle some on your telephone. Tell somebody about it till it gets so thirsty. They want to come and get a drink. Tell them the wind is blowing again at the highway of holiness. Praise God. And the people of God are standing up. Are standing up. Are standing up. Amen. Are standing up on the good end of the valley. An exceeding great army filled with the Spirit of the living God. Stand and praise Him tonight as they give us a song. Amen. Glory to God. You want a closer walk with God? Amen. Don't fumble it. You want a drink from the fountain? Don't fumble it. Praise God. Don't let the river flow by without getting the good out of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A ship. Amen. Had been lost in a storm for days. Amen. And finally at last, they sighted another ship. They'd run out of water. All the people on board were about to starve to death for thirst. And they signaled the other ship, water! Water! Give us water! Amen. And the other ship signaled back, just drop your buckets and drink. They didn't know it, but they had floated into the mouth of the Amazon, the world's longest river. And they were floating right then in a sea of fresh water. And all they had to do was drop their buckets and drink, and they were starving enough, crying, "Give us water!" Amen. Tonight, all you got to do is drop your bucket and drink. Oh, glory to God. The night is past and gone. The storm is over. Jesus is coming walking on the waters. Praise God. Devils will have to flee. Demons will tremble. The blind will be healed. Their fears will be unstopped. And the hearts of men will be made new. Father, bless these words. Challenge our hearts to know that our time has come, that this is it, and it's ours. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Sing, and let's come, and let's pray. Break the way for somebody else if you feel like it. Bring somebody. Come on. Come on tonight. Step out. Break out. Break free. Break loose.
The sorrow and pain, but then at an altar one night I knelt and I found assurance I never had left. Jesus was right for whatever's wrong in my life. Jesus is right. Whatever's growing in your life, Jesus is right. Whatever's growing in your life, just give him a chance. Jesus will prove that every promise he made is true. Jesus is right.